Back now with Day to Day. Leslie Hall straddles the line between hot and utterly dorky. Leslie Hall looks like a librarian at your junior high. That is, if you went to junior high in a John Waters movie. She wears huge, thick-lensed glasses. She piles her blonde hair high into a bouffant, and she favors gold lamé, size 16. To get an eyeful, go to NPR.org. Leslie Hall is also a hip-hop artist whose fan base is growing. She's on her first tour. Day to Day's Alex Cohen caught up with her at a recent show in Los Angeles.
And I'm about to give this sweater a name because it does not speak human. It speaks, I'm fabulous.
Leslie Hall's live performances include dancing, rapping, and sweater christening.
I shall name it your sweater! Peasant boy, riddle rapper, yes! Yes!
It was fate and a sweater that got Leslie Hall here to a club in L.A. packed with adoring fans. 9 years ago, Leslie was at a Goodwill store in her hometown of Ames, Iowa. She was looking for something special to wear to a high school dance when she discovered a gaudy, plus-sized, bedazzled blue sweater. It was love at first sight.
I was thinking to myself, I cannot believe someone with hands made this garment. Someone bought it and then gave it away to a thrift store. It was like Little Orphan Annie all over again in the form of blue beads and sequins.
From that moment on, Leslie made it a mission to buy every so-called gem sweater she could get her hands on. And there were a lot of them left over from the 80s and buried in the racks of thrift stores. Like fine works of art, Hall gave the sweaters fanciful names like Moonlight Gravy, Gypsy Leather, and Flowered Fortune Cookies. And she shared these sweaters with the world through the internet.
I was photographing myself in these sweaters, like these jeweled, embellished garments. People are fascinated with their courage to be beaded and sequiny and shiny in the nightlife.
In the early 2000s, Leslie Hall's gem sweater gallery was an instant internet hit, but that had some unintended consequences.
You have to pay more if people, your bandwidth goes up. So I was slammed with this huge bandwidth overage charge. It was like over $1,000. How the heck am I going to pay for this? And so I was like, okay, I'll put out a hip-hop album, sell CDs, get rich and famous, and then this bill will go away. So that's what I did. I just made some songs about style.
Well, I learn my rhythms and I learn my rhymes and I learn my beats are clapping every time. Ladies, would you braid my hair?
With help from the do-it-yourself music software called GarageBand, Leslie's produced three albums. The latest is titled Sowebrity. It's a nod to her online fame.
I'm just pretty honest with myself when I write my music. I talk about things I know. I talk about, hey, I'm from Iowa. Let's go to a party and dance.
This is how we go out in my town. We're down the windows, let Reba crack the bass.
I'll sing about, hey, I'm going to wear those stretchy pants because it makes my legs look thinner. You know, it allows me to move swiftly on the dance floor when I'm cuckoo-ratching up to a fella.
Okay, now about those stretchy gold pants. They cling to Leslie's 5'10", 200-pound body. When Leslie performs live, she tends to ditch her gem sweaters for shiny spandex full body suits, specially crafted by her mom.
Would you look at that?
The best part is the booty's purple.
Oh, fun. Oh, cool. Yeah, so it'll be like little hot shorts.
Right.
Oh, what a tease I am. Teasing a mother.
These skin-tight outfits hide little by design. Leslie's not shy about her size. Line the pan with Crisco when I dance this disco, as she proclaims on her MySpace page. Backstage before her show, Leslie Hall shakes her massive left arm gleefully. She says she calls it blimpy.
You know, it's like, you know, big grandma arms, like wobbly zobbly. It's pretty cool, but it's my own.
And in our culture in America, a lot of women freak out about being big. You seem pretty comfortable and confident with who you are.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I like to eat cookies and peanut butter cookies, you know, and I don't like to exercise that much. So this is, you know, this is what I got.
And Leslie's fans love it.
I'd like to sing a song now about my butt cheeks. So round, so ripe.
The audience at Leslie Hall's recent L.A. show was an eclectic mix of punk rockers, 20-something hipsters, and teenage girls. Girls dressed in outrageous gem sweaters and gold spandex pants, which is how the christening thing got started. During her shows, Leslie pulls audience members onto the stage and carefully inspects their attire.
Tell you what, this is a really pretty piece. Can I ask how many village markets did you seek in order to find this? How many did you go through?
It only took one.
Unbelievable.
Like a preacher testifying, Leslie forces one young lady down on her knees.
I shall nameth this sweater Keepsake Lovers Wrapped in a Blanket. Yes! Yes!
Leslie has become so popular that fans actually bring gem sweaters to her when she performs. Her collection has now grown to more than 400 sweaters. She has big dreams that the sweaters, the albums, and her online videos will propel her to bigger fame, maybe even a made-for-TV biopic. But she also realizes that many other celebrities have come and gone quickly.
That is literally like the scariest thing that can happen. You get famous real quick. Everybody knows about you, and then you disappear. One-hit wonders.
But Leslie says she has something going for her that goes beyond the dot-com domain, her live shows, which truly are something amazing to see.
Thank you!
Leslie Hall performs tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, Utah.
You like it over here? Yes!
Alex Cohen, NPR News.
You can check out Leslie Hall's Gem Sweater Gallery and videos of Leslie and the Lies at our website, npr.org.
Don't you threaten a lady with a cheese plate. I've got fancy here to prove that I'm really great. I'm not sharing my lady cuisine, cause my lady cuisine makes the boys all scream. Got my money rolled tight as a cinnamon roll, a lemon J-Lo, booty bounce slow, real low. Ish and I over here should say, let's go, girls, so let's go, girls. Get yourself a big sip.